In a few moments, we'll begin the guided practice. If there's any way you need to shift your posture to be comfortable yet alert, please do. In the Buddhist tradition, the precursor to a fully open, loving heart is often the process of forgiving. And forgiving really means to relax or release the barriers, the walls we've created between ourselves and others, and really between ourselves and ourselves. One of the great deep wisdom teachings is really to not push anyone, including yourself, out of your own heart. It's quite natural when we've been hurt, and each of us has been hurt in different ways, to assign blame, a cause for that hurt, and to contract against that. That's really natural. And the greater the hurt, the more, if it's trauma or abuse, the more solid and sustained the armoring. And yet, as we all intuit, that if we keep that armoring, it really armors us against full aliveness. In fact, to the degree that these hearts are not forgiving, to that degree, we really can't be open to joy. So the process of forgiving is not one of putting down all protection and saying, okay, come on, just do whatever you want, trample over me. It's really, if we've been injured or if we see somebody else has been injured, we can forgive the person who's caused the harm and yet commit ourselves to doing whatever is needed to protect another person or ourselves from further harm. So forgiving doesn't mean that we don't take care. It's really a movement of our own heart to reopen to life. We forgive for the freedom of our hearts, to not live from history, but to be open to the preciousness of the moment. It can be a very long process and often need support. Healers, therapists, really patience. And the key, I think, for all of us is not, you can't will it. Forgiveness has its own timing. But you can be willing. You can have a sincere aspiration to let go of the armoring and open your heart. You might be thinking to yourself, well, I don't really have anyone to forgive right now. Sometimes we feel that way. And it can get much more subtle that we're really sensing where we've created separation, where in some way we're holding some blame and not really opening the tenderness of our being to another. So we begin the practice this afternoon with the simplicity of feeling our hearts right now, just as they are. And sensing our aspiration. See if you can feel within and contact your deepest intention around forgiveness. As you feel your own sincerity to open, you can let go of any judgments about what actually happens in a meditation and just be open and curious and gentle with the process. In one of the classic three-part versions of forgiving, we begin by asking for forgiveness. So the invitation here is to scan your life and sense where you might have caused harm to another person, intentionally or not intentionally, through your words, your actions, your thoughts. And it may be a situation that's current, that's recurring. Knowing that each of us, in moments of not being mindful, moments of being caught in our own overpowering sense of need, hurt, fear, have acted in ways that cause harm. Sensing where this is true for you, just choosing one person where the situation calls your attention. And allow a certain situation where you actually can sense where harm was caused to come very close into your attention so you can sense it, sense how the person might have been hurt, felt pushed away, misunderstood, rejected. Allowing yourself to be touched by that person's experience. Just to feel that natural response of care. You might mentally whisper the person's name. And the classic words are, I see and feel how I've caused you harm, and I ask your forgiveness. Please forgive me. Power comes from the purity of your own sincerity. You might again explore whispering the person's name. I see and feel the pain I've caused you, and I ask your forgiveness. Please forgive me. You might be aware of whether your heart feels available to receive forgiveness, just to sense the receptivity of your own heart. Can you imagine feeling forgiven? Not to judge if you can't, but just to include in awareness what's happening. We continue the practice by bringing our intention to forgive to our own being. So you might scan and sense if there's some way you're pushing yourself out of your own heart. And it may be for what you just reflected on, for some sense of hurting another. Or there may be something else that's calling your attention. Bringing close in wherever you're sensing that experience of pushing your own being away, being at war with yourself, judging, not forgiving. Letting yourself for a moment sense the realness of the experience, the pain of it, the contraction of it. Letting a very particular incident or example be in mind so you can sense, well, what is it that you're really judging or condemning? The behavior, the way of thinking or feeling? What are you aversive to? And see if you can sense behind the behavior the unmet need, the fear, the confusion, whatever it is that might have been driving the behavior. Looking through the eyes of a very benign or benevolent quality of awareness, and just seeing how you are stuck in some way, your leg caught in a trap in some way, a lot of want or fear, unmet need, deep conditioning. Knowing that when we cause suffering, it's coming from a place of being caught, of suffering. And you might experiment with putting your hand on your own heart as you offer some message of forgiveness to your own being. Just feel the intention to soften towards yourself. You might send the message, I see and feel the harm I've caused to another or myself, and I forgive myself now. I sometimes just use the word forgiven. And then with whatever else comes up, again, forgiven. Just letting go. Holding with tenderness. If there's resistance or numbness, forgiven. This too is okay. During these moments, really being honest with what's going on inside you and seeing how gentle, how forgiving, how compassionate is it possible to be with just this. we continue to widen the circle of inclusion in our heart by bringing to mind someone who's caused us injury. You might not choose a kind of a relationship where there's been great trauma, or rather pick something that you feel you can begin to work with right now, right here in this moment. And again, it's true for all of us. Each of us in our lives has experienced another disappointing us, betraying us, or some abuse. We've each known what it's like to feel pushed away or rejected, not seen. So you might sense where this is true for you, where your heart is still holding a sense of blame and hardness, armoring. We're keeping a separation from someone. We begin the process of forgiveness with this other person by sensing really the nature of the injury, letting yourself have that courage to go close to it, sense the wounding. And for these next moments, let yourself really feel in your heart the hurt, the pain or fear or sense of rejection, whatever it's been. And just simply breathe with and be with that. And again, the hand on the heart can be helpful to keep company with, to bring your awareness close in to where that vulnerability is. It's like a message saying, I'm here with you. Feeling the place of vulnerability, and if there's any message you want to whisper to your own heart that feels healing. For some, just the words, I'm sorry, and I love you. Thich Nhat Hanh uses the words, darling, I care about this suffering. Just that, acknowledging and caring. See if you can let the warmth of care suffuse that place of woundedness. The warmth of your own hand, or if it helps to sense another being that's loving and caring. That being's energy moving through your hand and bathing your heart, please do. Sensing the space inside and around any place of vulnerability, that it's kind of floating in tenderness. Allowing that tenderness, that tender space, to be as large as it is. so that you can begin to look through the eyes of compassion at the other person who caused injury. And see if you can look at that being and see past the mask and behaviors to how he or she also, in some way, was operating, driven by some fear, some confusion, some hurt, some lack of understanding. How he or she had their leg caught in a trap in some way. Holding that being's image in your mind close in, you might whisper his or her name, just feeling your intention. I see and feel ways that you've caused me harm, that you've hurt me, and I forgive you now. Or if not yet ready to forgive, it's my intention to forgive you, to not push you out of my heart. I see and feel the hurt that you've caused. And I forgive you now. Or if not yet ready to forgive, it's my intention to forgive you. To not push you out of my heart. Now, in a very simple way, letting go of any idea or image of another, just come and feel the landscape of your own heart right this moment. Open or closed, agitated, calm, tender, however it is. And check to see if there's any way that you're judging yourself for how you've moved through the meditation. And if there's anything that comes into awareness, just to hold that with a tenderness, forgiven, forgiven. The poet Rumi writes, "I've gotten free of that ignorant fist that was pinching and twisting my secret self. I've gotten free of that ignorant fist that was pinching and twisting my secret self. The universe and the light of the stars come through me. I am the crescent moon put up over the gate to the festival. Sensing this heart as edgeless and luminous. Just relaxing back and resting. Being that loving presence that includes this entire universe.